This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy.
Babe, do you remember that weekend we turned that 13-year-old neighbor of ours into a coked-out fuck slut? Of course you remember. Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about that earlier, and God, best weekend ever, huh? And I mean, look at her now. We still have her wrapped around our finger, controlling her with promises of more lines of nose candy. She's so fucking addicted. But yeah, I was just kind of thinking about, you know, how that all unfolded, how hot it was. And remember, you didn't even want to party that weekend. I know you remember that. I mean, thank goodness I was able to talk you into it. Baby, I'm home from work. It is the fucking weekend, and I want to party. Yeah. So what I did is I hit up, you know, our one friend, and I've got some pharmaceutical quality, pure cocaine. A whole eight ball. Yeah. So what do you say? Oh, and he was offering something, a little party favor, and I couldn't resist. No, it's not more drugs. It's actually this little thumb drive. Okay, so on this thumb drive is hours upon hours of child porn. I promise. I mean, he told me I got to choose the age range. He had all these different thumb drives. So I chose our favorite, little tween 13-year-olds, some 14-year-olds. And they're all like being treated like the filthiest porn stars. There are 13-year-old gangbangs on this thumb drive, bukkakis, glory holes. Can you believe it? I mean, there's even one where a goddamn 13-year-old supposedly takes at least 20 adult dicks. I mean, what better to enjoy some coke and watch some child porn? I mean, great business model, right? Offer your customers coke and then a little extra price for some filthy, depraved kitty porn. So let's get started. I don't even want to have dinner. Like, fuck dinner. Our dinner is this nose candy, right? Oh, honey, you're not in the mood to party? Come on. I thought you would be totally stoked. I brought you child porn. Come on. Don't you want to watch some pretty little 13-year-olds take lots and lots of cock, become 13-year-old cum dumps? Come on, baby, join me. I can't do this alone. Don't you want to? I love how depraved and... Oh, you get that cocaine dick. Oh my God, you stay hard for hours, honey. I want that. I need it. I've had such a hard week. Come on. Don't you want to just feel that rush whenever the co-catcher system. Here, let me start. Let me start one, okay? I'll just cut out a line here. You know, you want to look at it. Look at that beautiful line, that white line. And then, let me pop in this child porn. Really kick it off. I don't know why you don't want to party with me, baby. Look at that. One second. You got a 20? You got a 20? Okay, thank you. Let me just roll it up. Holy fuck. Look at that little slut on the TV screen. Come on, baby. Don't you want to jerk off your cocaine-fueled boner to some hot little sluts? One second. Oh, my gosh. Perfect. Fucking perfect. Here you go. Come on. Join me. Join me, baby. There he is. There is my sick fuck. So, yeah, I couldn't believe that you didn't want to say yes at first, but it didn't take much convincing, did it? You got that first line, and that was it. And then I just wanted to, do you remember I gave you Viagra too? I mean, although you have cocaine dick and it makes you just fucking hard and not be able to come for hours, I wanted to make sure that you were nice and hard. One of my favorite things to do is make out with you. All fueled up, hyped up on coke. Fuck, I love it. Yes, and then that's when the whole night changed. After we got nice and geeked out, we had that doorbell ring. And there she was, little Sandy, our 13-year-old neighbor. I couldn't believe it when I first saw her when I opened the door. And remember, I opened the door. I was wearing just a sheet because we were starting to get naked. And when I told you Sandy, our neighbor, was at the door, you threw on those sweatpants. And you couldn't get rid of that boner because of the Viagra. You were pitching a tent when I called you over. But, oh my God, Sandy? Like, it was like a little present. God, she looked so fucking hot, didn't she? This little 13-year-old shows up to our door in a skimpy bikini. I'll never forget that. That pink triangle top she was wearing that was barely covering those A-cup budding breasts. Fuck, in the way those big puffy nipples poked out. Holy shit. Oh, and then her little pink bottoms. I know you remember those. Those little thongs, that little slut wearing thongs. But that fabric barely covered that little pussy. Oh. And so here we were. It was gorgeous. Long blonde haired 13-year-old beauty. Tan skin, flawless, hairless, gorgeous little girl. Locked out of her home, she said. It was like, I don't know what we did right to deserve this treat, because here we were, coked out of our minds, ready to fuck, ready to get fucking disgusting and sick. And then here comes this bikini-clad 13-year-old telling us that she was locked out of her house, her parents were gone for the weekend, and she knew we had a spare key because we're good neighbors like that. And that's when it really started, the real fun. Because you forgot to turn off the video. And that little slut, she heard it and saw it through the door. She locked eyes with that screen, that kiddie porn. And her curiosity got the better of her. Of course, we had to invite her in. Isn't that right, babe? Sandy? Well, you know, we'll definitely let you in your home, but before we do that, would you like to come inside for a moment? We're just hanging out, obviously. You can join us. I'd love for you to join us. Yeah, come on in. Love your bikini. Very, very cute. Yeah, have a seat. Have a seat. Don't mind us. We were just naked. but we'll leave our clothes on, at least for now. So Sandy, have you ever heard of cocaine? Yeah, you've seen it in movies. Well, let me tell you, it's like my favorite weekend pastime. It's so fun. And the great thing is like, it doesn't give you too much of a hangover, really. Like, it just creates a really, really good night. So I tell you what, we'll let you try it. And we'll take care of you. You know, we'll be here if anything goes wrong, which it won't. But, you know, you can feel safe in trying it. And we won't tell your parents, I promise. It'll be our little secret. You can tell your friends if you want, but we're definitely not going to tell anyone. So you want to try some nose candy? That's what I call it, nose candy. Because who doesn't love candy, right? And you're going to know exactly why it is called nose candy, because it gives you like a sugar rush times 1,000 and so much better than sugar ever could be. So, what do you say? You want to try? Oh, yay. Did you hear that, babe? Sandy's going to try some Coke. Yes. And so I'm going to show you how it's done, okay? And then you can do it after me. Okay. So you're going to take this little rolled up $20 bill, okay? And you just put one finger on one nostril to close it. And you just bend over. You take a deep inhale. And then you can watch what I'll do. You just kind of inhale it all in like this, okay? And it has to, you kind of have to inhale a lot, hard, get it all in. And it's going to sting at first, but listen, it'll sting just for a moment. But when the coke really hits your system, it's immediate. And you're going to immediately feel this amazing rush, like your brain just like comes alive so much more than it is now. And then you feel it in every inch of your body. It starts spreading out and you just feel so happy and excited, like you want to just like run 50 miles. And it makes you feel kind of special between your legs, if you know what I mean. All right, so it's going to be your turn, all right? So here's the dollar bill, okay? And you're just going to, like I said, don't forget to close that one side of your nostril. And you just start at one end and sniff it in, sweetie. Good girl. Yep, go ahead. Feel it. Feel that rush. Ride that wonderful, exciting wave. Ooh, you did so good. How do you feel? Yeah, you feel excited. Oh my gosh. Oh, you want to do another one? Already. Oh my God. Wow. Yes, you are a big girl. Go ahead. Yeah, let me chop out the line for you, okay? Here we go. There you go, Sandy. Oh, that's a good girl. Yes. It's probably making you so, so horny, isn't it, Sandy? I want another line, too. One second. Yes. Come here, Sandy. I can see you looking at me different. You want to kiss a grown woman? Because I find you incredibly sexy. Yes, come here. Come here, little girl. I'll never forget the look on your face when I looked over after making out with a 13-year-old. The look on your fucking face. You were so turned on by it. I started showing you her little body, those underage tits. And I barely, to be honest, I barely remember because I was kind of really feeling myself between molesting a little girl. It didn't feel like I was molesting her. She wanted it. She was super fucking wet for me. But between that and, you know, high on coke, I barely remember what it felt like to slide my fingers inside that wet little 13-year-old cunt. Oh my God, I think you probably could have bust right there in your pants. God, it was so hot though, wasn't it? Watching your girlfriend and some 13-year-old have lesbian sex together. God, it was so hot for her. It was so fucking hot for her. And I taught her how to finger my pussy. God, it was so hot. So hot teaching some 13-year-old how to finger my adult cunt. Oh. And then I squirted all over her. Do you remember that? I squirted all over her sexy body. God, she was glistening with my cum. So fucking hot. And that's when I had to just have you come over. You had to be involved. Have a threesome with this sexy little 13-year-old girl. And wasn't it so goddamn hot how she kept asking for more coke? Like, we didn't even have to force her to snort any coke. She was wanting it, begging for it. Oh, my God. Like, she just so quickly became this depraved little coked-out child whore. And I loved every second of it. I mean, every few minutes, she was snorting one or two lines. And it just made her hornier and hornier. God, she was so fucking wet, the way a 13-year-old gets wet. Because I remember being 13 years old. I was a horny little bitch, but I don't really remember me getting that wet. Like, it's just, it's way different than an adult getting wet. God. Oh, I need it. I'm like craving it right now. Her sweet underage pussy. Fuck. We fucked until the sun came up, didn't we? I mean, how could you not? Me and you, with child porn playing in the background even, and this horny, cock pussy-loving child slut. How could we not stay up all night? God. Do you remember when I taught her how to suck cock? Oh my God, it was so fucking hot. Because she was so coked out, she didn't care about gagging. And I may have told her that, you know, sucking cock was all about gagging. I did that for you, baby. I wanted you to feel that 13-year-old gagging, like, with so much desire on your cock. She was so fucking sloppy. And I'd go in and I'd kiss her with her throat slime just splattered all over her mouth and just suck up all of it. Because I felt so fucking depraved in that moment. Being such a horny slut myself. Of course for you, but especially for her. God, it was so hot. And then we did all kinds of 69 positions. Oh, I'll never forget her. That gorgeous, bald, tween cunt on top of my face and me just devouring it. And then her, you teaching her how to lick my cunt. That was fucking hot. So goddamn hot. And then you cutting out lines on her hot little ass. Snorting lines of a cocaine off a 13-year-old's bare ass. And do you remember when her and me, we both snorted lines right off your hard dick? And then you came. You actually came. She snorted that cocaine off your hard, massive 9-inch dick. And when she got to that last little bit, you fucking spurt all over the place. God, and she cleaned it all up like a good little cum-loving whore. I couldn't believe how many times you came that night, babe. That Viagra was very, very worth it, because we used your dick like it was a fucking toy, a big toy that we both needed. Your slutty, cock-loving girlfriend, and then your little 13-year-old child slut. We wanted some dick, and you gave it to us, didn't you? You really did. But I think one of my favorite memories was the first time you entered her 13-year-old cunt. God, it was so special, so hot. You ready to have sex for the very first time, Sandy? Yeah, so you lay right there, keep those pretty legs open. And babe, before you penetrate her, let's do a couple lines off her flat little belly. Yeah, let's snort some coke off our little 13-year-old whore. Right there. That tan, flat little girl belly. I'll even put one across her little A cup tits, sexy fucking flat titties of hers. I go first, and then you're gonna snort, and then right after you snort that line, you're going to force your dick inside of that virgin cunt. Okay. Your turn, babe. There you go. Yeah, you snort that line right off those little puffy little nipples of hers. Fuck, yes. You're gonna love sex, Sandy. You're gonna love it so much. Here he comes. Yeah, and you're not gonna get better dick than this. My boyfriend has the most perfect dick. Oh, fuck yes, babe. Put it right there in that little slit. Oh, my God, you're fucking a child. A tween. You're really penetrating a fucking tween right now. Oh, but she's so fucking tight, isn't she? Oh, yes. There you go. Look, she loves it. Look down at her. Look down at her. Look how hot she looks. Looking up at you. Moaning. Little slut. She loves it. Oh, my God. Yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. Did you just pop her cherry? Holy shit, you did. Look at that streak of blood. That's so hot. That's so goddamn hot. Keep going. Use that blood as lube. Fuck, yes. Oh, my God. Why is it so hot? That's bloody. Oh, that bloody virgin cunt. Yes, babe. Take that cherry. Claim that 13-year-old hole is yours. Oh, yes. Come here, baby. Come here, Sandy. God, I'll never forget that virginal blood. That was the hottest shit ever. I mean, every thrust you were making after that, I feel like that blood, that virginal blood was just splashing all over her thighs. And, but yeah, she took it so well, didn't she, babe? Took your adult dick real fucking good. And she fucked like a rabbit, high on coke, full of energy, full of horniness. That little 13-year-old cunt didn't dry up, did it? Oh, my God. She stayed so wet. So fucking wet. And we showed her everything. We showed her everything that weekend. In fact, we invited her to stay all weekend. And she did. That little coked out whore. She wanted more coke and more dick. She couldn't get enough. I think she's probably found herself to be a little bi, too, because she couldn't get enough of my cunt either. I definitely could not get enough of hers. You pop two cherries. That cunt cherry and then that kitty ass cherry. Can you believe how much she loved anal? Oh, my God. I don't know what she loved more. Dick and her little tween cunt or up her ass. God, and there was cum everywhere, which I loved. She smelled of your cum. I loved licking your cum off her young, soft flesh. Oh, my God. Knowing that I was consuming my boyfriend's cum off an underage girl was... God, one of the hottest moments of my life. Oh, shit. Oh, and do you remember? I mean, I kind of popped her cherry. I popped her strap-on cherry. Yes. I had to get my turn. I wanted to know what it was like to fuck a 13-year-old. To shove my dick inside that sexy little girl. And that I did. Oh, my God. We double teamed her. God, that was so hot, wasn't it, babe? Double stuffing our coked out child whore. And we really didn't take breaks, did we? Like, the whole weekend, night and day, was spent naked with that sexy little slut. And when we thought we needed a break... You know, to have some water. Oh, my God. You gave both of us dildos and the two of us just sat there on the couch fucking ourselves with dildos and vibrators as we watched that child porn. Wasn't that hot? Seeing her and your girlfriend, of course, just sit there just mindlessly penetrating our cunts with dildos. While you jerked off, all of us, just kind of gooning out to kitty porn. And then we'd goon out with each other. You would use me and a 13-year-old to masturbate with while you watch child porn. And I mean, we had our own child porn going, didn't we? Yeah. You could look down and see the sexiest 13-year-old we've ever seen, coked out of her mind, moaning, begging for your dick and more coke. It's the hottest fucking shit ever. God. Oh, and especially after I, you know, slutter up some after that first night. Mm-hmm. I know what daddy likes. And you love the idea of little 13-year-olds looking like absolute whores. I put her in slutty makeup, red, shiny lips, heavy eyeliner, my five inch stripper heels. And then we put that bikini back on her. And she's still sticky, glistening with both of our cum. God, she was so fuckable, wasn't she? Such a sexy 13-year-old coked out child whore. She's our child whore now. Yeah, she actually texted me the other day. She wants to come over again, babe. Mm-hmm. She misses your dick. She misses that 9-inch pedo dick. And she definitely misses my dripping wet pedo cunt that I have for her. And of course, she requested more coke, but I don't think you mind. No, because it turns her and us into the horniest, depraved sluts. Coke-fueled weekend, fucking our 13-year-old slut. It's the best. So cancel your plans. I know you made plans with your friends to do whatever man shit y'all are gonna do. Cancel them. Because we have a date with our little 13-year-old whore and a few 8 balls of coke.